Today's bombing in the Gaza Strip presents a new challenge to the Bush administration's policy on the Middle East. But news analyst Daniel Schorr notes that on other fronts, foreign and domestic, President Bush is having a much better week than he's seen recently.
President Bush looks, at least for the moment, like the comeback kid. A United Nations resolution keeping the United States in charge of the gradual transfer of power in Iraq looked doomed last week. Now, with a few compromise concessions, it is back in play. The $87 billion package that President Bush has asked for Iraq and Afghanistan has started its way through Congress. An attempt to make some of the money a loan rather than a grant has apparently been beaten off. The disarray in the president's national security team over Iraq policy has subsided, at least in the headlines. The furor over the leak of the identity of a CIA undercover officer on the cover of news magazines last week has also somewhat subsided, at least for now. The president has managed to stay out of the line of fire by concentrating the past week on speeches to friendly crowds and regional media. The Bush Re-election Committee reports a record three-month collection of $49.5 million for a total of $83.9 million. The campaign appears well on its way towards reaching its goal of $170 million, leaving the whole Democratic field in the financial dust. Now, Mr. Bush, after a congratulatory visit to Governor-elect Arnold Schwarzenegger, embarks on a whirlwind six-day, six-country tour of Asia and Australia, some countries getting just a few hours. That will enable him to do what presidents most like to do, act presidential in far-off places, speaking up for American policies and values. Even before the trip, it looks as though the president has arrested a six-month decline in poll ratings. The latest Washington Post ABC poll shows him with a 53% job approval rating on Monday. That is a long way from his 92% rating after the 9/11 attacks, but not far from the 55% when he took office. Voter approval may oscillate in these volatile times, but as weeks go for Mr. Bush, this must be counted a good one. This is Daniel Schorr.